At 28, life looked perfect on paper. Running 3 successful businesses, traveling the world, earning well beyond his age, Dale Sidebottom had checked every box society said mattered. Then came the panic attack, sitting in his car outside a friend's engagement party, unable to breathe, unable to move, he realized the terrifying truth. He'd forgotten how to have fun. The man who'd built an empire had lost something far more valuable, his ability to simply be present and enjoy life. That breakdown became his breakthrough, launching a decade-long journey that would transform him into a funtrepreneur, teaching corporations and schools across 20 countries a radical idea. Play isn't frivolous, it's fundamental. In a culture that glorifies hustle and pathologizes rest, this message arrives like oxygen to the suffocating. Somewhere between childhood and career, most of us internalize a devastating lie. Play is childish, and adults must be serious. We trade spontaneity for schedules, curiosity for competence, laughter for productivity. Yet research reveals that adults need play as desperately as children do, perhaps more so, given mounting pressures and mental health crises. Somewhere between childhood and career, most of us internalize a devastating lie. Play is childish, and adults must be serious. We trade spontaneity for schedules, curiosity for competence, laughter for productivity. Yet research reveals that adults need play as desperately as children do, perhaps more so, given mounting pressures and mental health crises. Play defies simple definition, which makes it powerful. When we play, multiple brain regions activate simultaneously, strengthening connections and enhancing cognitive flexibility. The ventral tegmental area floods with dopamine, the same pleasure chemical that rewards survival behaviors. Even rats press levers hundreds of times just to access running wheels, suggesting play isn't a human luxury, but a mammalian necessity. Professor Allison James notes that across psychology, education, and evolutionary biology, play consistently contributes to development, brain plasticity, and adaptation. What constitutes play varies wildly. Mathematical puzzles delight some while boring others. Extreme sports thrill certain personalities while terrifying the rest. Sidebottom's great-grandmother maintained sharp mental acuity until 101 by playing snakes and ladders, their competitive games bridging a 90-year age gap. At an Australian rugby match, when a policeman confiscated a beach ball and asked who owned it, someone shouted, "Spartacus." 20 grown men stood simultaneously, all wearing matching shirts, recreating the famous film scene. This perfectly timed rebellion exemplifies adults reclaiming joy. Dr. Craig Daly's transformation reveals play's unexpected power. After hitting the wall at 16 kilometers during the Brisbane Half Marathon, he trained obsessively for redemption at Gold Coast. Mid-race, battling exhaustion, he met Sato-san, a 63-year-old Japanese runner completing his 55th half marathon. Four words changed everything. "We run with love." The race transformed from punishment into appreciation. Craig noticed his surroundings, felt gratitude for his body, and finished in 1:36:09, crushing his two-hour goal. Now approaching 60, Craig commits to 15,000 daily steps, not as obligation, but as celebration. This mindset shift, from grinding through challenges to playing within them, creates sustainable joy rather than temporary achievement. In Kenya, when language barriers threatened Sidebottom's teacher training, a silly game called Bok Bok, involving chicken sounds and movements, created bonds that 12 hours of formal instruction couldn't match. Play doesn't just break down barriers, it obliterates them. Travel revealed play's most profound quality, transcending every human division. In Turkey, commemorating Gallipoli's 150th anniversary, Sidebottom joined Australians and locals in soccer. Language barriers dissolved through play. Sailing the Nile, the crew treated them as presumed wealthy white Australians. When crew members played soccer with a plastic Coke bottle on the riverbank, he joined in. For 40 minutes, all social barriers vanished. No bowing, no serving, just equals playing together. In impoverished Malawi, he joined children playing intense soccer on red dirt with a ball crafted from plastic bottles and rubber bands. They insisted he remove his shoes. Though they couldn't exchange a single word, they played for over an hour until his feet bled. The next morning, five boys ran alongside the departing bus, smiling and waving while wearing clothes he'd gifted them, a meaningful exchange made possible entirely through play. On the Inca Trail, a game called Evolution connected hikers from 10 nationalities, all making silly sounds and laughing together. Play doesn't just cross borders, it erases them. Sidebottom's holistic framework, the Daily Peg, play, exercise, gratitude, and giving, combines four daily elements practiced by thousands since 2019. Play includes flow-creating activities like 1-2-3 that build connection without spotlight anxiety. Exercise means gamified movement through activities like Uno Fitness that transform workouts into competitions. Gratitude involves morning and evening practices using structured questions and gratitude walls where sticky notes accumulate appreciation. Giving includes daily kindness acts, mission cards with simple actions, well-being check-ins, and pal messages expressing appreciation. After completing all four elements, participants playfully clip a clothespin somewhere on their body as a reminder. Sidebottom notices his mood and energy decline when he skips this ritual, demonstrating how consistent, small practices compound into significant well-being improvements. The pandemic revealed what truly matters: relationships over possessions, connection over consumption, and the Daily Peg provides a practical framework for prioritizing these essentials daily. After five grueling months as a relief teacher in London, facing unmanageable classrooms and even getting hit with a cricket bat, Sidebottom had an epiphany. Remembering a teacher who'd successfully used games to connect with students, he returned and implemented connection starter games using rock, paper, scissors. Previously hostile students became engaged and responsive, revealing play's power across contexts. For couples, play keeps relationships exciting. Sidebottom's second date with his now wife involved 4 hours of Connect Four, revealing personalities without forced conversation. For families, play improves unity and heals resentment, but requires presence. Devices away, everyone leading sometimes, stopping when it's no longer fun. In workplaces, playful environments ease transitions and prevent burnout. Research shows play at work manages stress, refreshes mind and body, improves teamwork, and sparks creativity. Whether at home, school, or work, play creates the psychological safety necessary for authentic connection and sustainable performance. After transforming from workaholic to play advocate, Sidebottom distilled 10 essential insights. Stay curious and unlearn damaging habits. Education shouldn't limit learning. Invest in relationships, life's greatest assets. Serve without scorekeeping. Always pay forward. Build others up. Ask each night how you elevated yourself and others. Admit ignorance. It becomes wisdom sought. Don't buy green bananas. Live fully now. Recognize every choice has consequences. Be curious, not judgmental. Most substance lies hidden beneath. Be fiercely yourself. Your best version is always enough. Treasure what you have. We don't appreciate things until they're gone. We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. In a world that monetizes mindfulness and prescribes pills for problems rooted in disconnection, reclaiming joy through play becomes radical. Your childhood self knew what your adult self forgot. Life isn't a problem to solve, but an experience to savor. The meetings will wait, the emails can pause, but this moment, this opportunity to laugh, connect, and feel fully alive won't return. Clip that clothespin somewhere ridiculous, make those silly chicken sounds, join that pickup game with strangers, because the opposite of play isn't work, it's depression. And the cure isn't found in bottles or apps, but in remembering how to have fun.